Hi, everybody. Many people write in and they ask me questions, and they want to know, why is it that they're not getting as free or as delivered as they would hope to be after doing some of my prayers? And I wanted to answer that question because sometimes people think that praying those prayers is kind of like that's all they need to do. But, you know, deliverance involves so much more than that. 2 Corinthians 2:11 tells us we should not be ignorant of Satan's schemes so that he can't outwit us. So the first thing that we need is wisdom and discernment. And experience gives us both of that. But the prayers that I've written, you know, they can encompass a lot of different areas all at once. But oftentimes it deals with more surface level demons in a person's life. And deliverance is never meant to be some cookie cutter, one size fits all type of process. It's not just, you know, going down some prayers like some ritual, just saying something and then hoping for the best. It's got to be guided by the Holy Spirit, or we don't know where those demons are going to be hiding, right? Some of the spirits that oppress people can occupy a particular body part, an area of our belief system that needs to be renewed by the Word of God, or other things. So Scripture refers to our bodies as either a temple or a house, and houses have rooms. So our bodies as a temple can have many different places where demons can hide in a person's soul. Any part of your body that is not fully submitted to the Lordship of Christ can have a demonic spirit. Any part of your life that is not submitted to the authority of God's Holy Spirit can allow a demon to take up residence in a person. You see, deliverance has to start with honesty. It really has to start with honesty between you and God, because demons are there to serve you. They look to fill an illegitimate need from they look to fill a legitimate need from an illegitimate source. Every person has legitimate needs. There's a need to feel loved or valued or accepted, a sense of value. We have a need for friendship and feeling connected. And I would say we also have a need to feel respected. We have a need for sexual fulfillment. That's the way we're designed. All those things are legitimate needs. But if there's an area of a person's life, or many areas maybe, that are not having those needs met, then that becomes an area of weakness and vulnerability that the enemy will try to exploit. If you're looking for peace or a mood change, perhaps, some people turn to drugs or alcohol. If a person's looking for love or acceptance, or even to feel good about themselves, they may turn to finding an outlet through sex or another relationship. Even many same-sex relationships are built on a need for love and acceptance, but the person has a fear of rejection from the opposite sex. And so there could be any number of things the enemy will try to offer a person as a means to fulfill a legitimate need, but through an illegitimate source. Okay? So if a person allows their body, their mind, their emotions, or their will to come into agreement with the devil that's doing the tempting, then they've just made an agreement in the spirit realm that gives the enemy legal grounds to remain in their life. So when a person feels the fear of rejection, perhaps, or the fear of being put to shame or embarrassment, a spirit of anger can easily come in and convince them they're justified in their emotions. And so anger becomes a spirit that is there to serve them as a protective measure, because maybe they don't feel they're respected or loved or valued, or they're trying to protect themselves from feeling a shame or embarrassment, perhaps. Okay, that's just one example. So a person needs to first recognize whatever truth it is actually that they've been trying to run from, because that's the deal right there. A lot of times people try to run from the truth, and they turn to the enemy to meet some need, but all of our needs are supposed to be met through Christ, right? Through our relationship with God. But if we don't draw close enough to Him to allow Him to meet those needs, then we're basically kind of prostituting ourselves to have our needs met outside of Christ. He's our bridegroom, right? Yes, He is. So then He needs to be the one that's loving our soul, not the other guy, right? We can all agree on that, I hope. Okay? So David prayed in Psalm 51 that God would create in him a clean heart. He wanted to renew a steadfast and faithful spirit in him. He also wanted to be known by God. You know, he wanted to be known as a person that didn't hold anything back, someone that allowed God entrance into every part of his soul. And that's what God wants from each and every one of us, too. He wants us to give over those places that we haven't been so willing to hand over. He wants to be Lord over our life, over every place that we have been insecure about giving over into His Lordship. Because the truth is, every place that we don't surrender and give over to God is a place where the enemy has a right to come and enforce his legal right to be there. So maybe it's your conversation. Maybe you've given yourself over to gossip or criticism or speaking judgmentally over others. Maybe it's your social activities. It could be your sexual purity. You know, demons can take up residence in body parts too. Have you offered your hands, your mouth, your body as an offering to God? Right? This is our acceptable sacrifice. Have we washed our minds in the Word of God? So what about those legitimate needs that aren't being satisfied? Maybe it's time for you to ask God's forgiveness for trying to satisfy certain needs outside of your relationship with Him. Because your freedom and your healing, they depend on your ability to surrender those things and offer them to Him. He is not going to step in and deliver you from something that you, in your heart, want to hold on to. You have to be willing to part with your sin. And so then you ask Him to cleanse you from that sin. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Then you can resist the enemy, and he has to leave. That's a good deal, don't you think? So let's pray. Say this with me, okay? Father, I ask your forgiveness for trying to meet certain needs outside of you. Let the light and the truth from your Holy Spirit flood my soul. Let the eyes of my understanding be open to see the wonders of your love towards me. Wash the scales off of my eyes. Give me the revelation that will set me free from even the most stubborn and resistant demons. Give me an increased measure of faith and wisdom and discernment that only comes from your Holy Spirit. Let every kernel of unresolved pain be removed from my heart so that darkness has nowhere to hide. I offer you every part of myself that I have withheld. I give you my emotions and the need for love, acceptance, validation, respect, and connection. I give you my need to feel worthy and have a sense of value, self-worth. I ask you to help me connect with you in such a way that it satisfies my need for intimacy and to be known. And I offer you my mouth, and I ask you to sanctify my conversations. I offer you my body, my soul, my mind, and my beliefs. Let them be an acceptable sacrifice to you, O God. Cleanse me in the secret places and set me free from any demonic torment and oppression. I choose to trust you and to submit to your authority in every part of my life. Holy Spirit, forgive me for any ways I've grieved you or resisted your authority. Renew my mind with the Word of God in truth. And I ask you to show me the beauty of my Father's love for me so that I can fathom the value you've placed on my life. renew my perception of my Heavenly Father, myself, and the world around me. Overwhelm me with joy, love, wonder, and affection for others, so that I'm not even interested in feeling critical or judgmental or unaccepting of others. Let your light within me grow so that others can see and feel and experience God's love and also see it reflected in themselves. That's my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, guys, we'll see you soon.